From Spark and Anvil and Science Forge, this is Predict in Chapter 1 of the Science Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the front of the Science Forge workshop, a fox tween named Predict pulled a small folded card out of her vest pocket and started writing before anyone had touched anything. Two potted plants sat on the bench. One would go on the sunny sill, one would go in the dark cupboard. The kids waited for her to say something clever. Instead, she uncapped a pencil and wrote three lines on the card, one at a time, saying them as she went. "I think the sunny plant grows taller, because plants use light to make food. So we should see," she tapped the pencil, thinking, "at least 2 centimeters more height in the sunny one by next week." She folded the card shut and set it under a jar, where everyone could see it, but nobody could change it. "That's it? You just wrote down what you think?" a girl asked. "What if you're wrong?" "Then I'll be wrong on the card," Predict said, "instead of in my head, where I could quietly pretend I knew all along." She patted the jar. "Once it's written down, I can't cheat. Next week, the plants tell us who was right, and the card tells us whether I was honest." She grinned, quick and warm. "I'm wrong a lot, by the way. Writing it down first is how I find out on purpose." Predict had learned that trick young, in a village where her family kept the weather bets. Every autumn, the neighbors would wager on the coming winter, early frost or late, deep snow or thin. And Predict's family were the ones who wrote each bet down before the season, so that when spring came, nobody could argue about what they'd actually said. The first winter she helped, she got it wrong in front of everyone. She'd predicted a warm, easy season, out loud, proud of herself. Then the snow came to the rooftops and stayed for months. Her ears went hot with shame. She wanted to slink away and never make a guess again. Her grandfather found her hiding behind the record books, small and furious at herself. He didn't tell her she'd been silly. He crouched down and asked, "Did you write it before or after?" "Before," she mumbled. "Then you didn't lose anything. You learned something." He opened the ledger to her line and tapped it. "See, you thought a warm winter because the birds left late. The birds left late and it snowed anyway. So now we know something we didn't. Late birds aren't a warm winter sign. That's worth more than being right would have been." Predict stared at her wrong prediction, sitting there in ink, not going anywhere. Slowly, the hot ear feeling changed into something else. The guess wasn't a failure hanging over her. It was a record, proof she'd been honest afore she knew the answer. That she could sit with.
She walked to the Science Forge Academy at 22, because a place that studied how the world was figured out ought to care about the thing her family had cared about all along. Saying what you expect before you find out. Prism, the mentor who ran the workshops, met her at the gate and asked one question. "What is hypothesis formation?" Predict didn't explain it. She took out a card, wrote three lines, and handed it over folded. "Open it after you drop that," she said, nodding at an apple on the wall edge. Prism nudged the apple. It fell and split on the stone. He unfolded the card. It read, "I think it lands core down, because it's heaviest at the core. So we should see the stem end pointing up." The apple lay stem up on the courtyard. "You wrote it before," Prism said. "That's the whole thing," said Predict. "Anyone can explain a fall after it happens. The trick is committing your guess, with a reason and a thing to look for, before. Then the world gets to tell you no." She shrugged. "It didn't tell me no this time, but it could have, and that's what makes it worth writing." Prism looked at the folded card a moment longer. "You belong here."
Predict's workshop was full of jars with folded cards trapped under them. A boy came in one afternoon, hunched and quiet. He'd guessed which of two ramps would roll a marble faster, guessed wrong in front of his friends, and now he didn't want to guess anything ever again. "I just say nothing next time," he muttered,
Then I can't be wrong. Predict knew that hunch. She'd worn it behind the record books. New rule for you, she said. You don't have to be right. You just have to write it down first. Three parts. What you think, why, and what we'd see if you're right. She slid him a card. Which ramp? The steep one? Because steeper means faster, so we should see the marble reach the bottom first on the steep ramp. He wrote it, reluctant. They rolled both marbles. The gentle ramp's marble arrived first. It hadn't leapt off the track like the steep one did. The boy braced for the sick feeling. It didn't come the way he expected. Wait, he said slowly. It's not just about steep. The steep one bounced. It lost time in the air. There it is, Predict tapped his card. You just learned something you could not have learned by being right. The wrong guess told you the bounce mattered. She smiled. Your card is going in the jar with all of mine. Mine's mostly wrong predictions. That's not the shameful pile. That's the learning pile. The boy read his own line again, then laughed, surprised at himself. So being wrong on the card is kind of good? It's the most honest thing there is, she said.
Later, when the workshop had emptied out, the boy came back with one more question. He was quieter now, turning his card over in his hands. When you write it down before, he said, and then you find out you were wrong, doesn't it still sting? A little? Predict thought about the ledger and the snow on the rooftops and her hot ears behind the record books. A little, he admitted, for about a breath. But then there's this other feeling underneath it, like a door opening. She looked out at the two plants on the bench, waiting to grow or not grow. When you commit your guess out loud and the world surprises you, that's not the world calling you stupid. That's the world telling you something true that you didn't know a second ago. The sting is just the old guess making room. The boy nodded, slow. You'll feel it next week when we read these, she said. Whichever plant wins. That little lift, right after the surprise. Like you've been let in on a secret. And she watched the hunch come off his shoulders, the way hers had, years ago, in front of a book of wrong guesses that had turned out to be the most useful pile she owned.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Predict. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.